By rising road accidents in Kamala South. Police arrest a man over suspected murder in Choma. In African news, the BMA arrests more than 30 illegal border crossers at Bait Bridge. For the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Lusaka's Kamala South area near Watchtower have appealed to authorities to intensify road traffic patrols following a rise in road accidents blamed on overspeeding motorists. The call follows a road traffic accident involving a youthful and a visibly drunk driver of a Toyota Corolla who ran into a stationary minibus on Sunday. Speaking to Kombon Radio News, the residents have said that this is not the first accident recorded in the area, attributing the situation to the lack of regular traffic police patrols. They have explained that despite the installation of a few road humps, some motorists continue to overspeed, posing a serious threat to pedestrians and other road users. Eyewitnesses told the Kombon Radio News crew that the Toyota Corolla was being driven at a high speed before the driver lost control and crashed into the stationary minibus. During the incident, the minibus driver sustained injuries and suffered a swollen forehead, while the vehicle was damaged after being pushed into a wall fence. Residents have since urged law enforcement agencies to step up patrols and strictly enforce traffic regulations to prevent further accidents in the area. Mufurila's Kamuchanga General Hospital Management says the hospital is at 91% capacity with medicine in stock. Kamuchanga Hospital Medical Doctor Dr. Mutale Mukuka attributes this to good supply from Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA. Dr. Mukuka says that the hospital has no challenges in terms of drugs. He adds that they have enough drugs in their pharmacy and sending patients to buy drugs is no longer an issue due to consistent supply from ZAMSA. Dr. Mukuka's response comes following complaints from residents of Kamuchanga who recently reported of shortage of medicines at the facility.
The supply from ZAMSA has been very good in terms of its essential drug stock status. We are about 91%.
Wow.
So as a facility, we have no challenges in terms of drugs. We are okay.
Yeah, because
we don't have scenarios where a patient is in, but because...
Police in Choma, Southern Province, have arrested a 30-year-old man in connection with the suspected murder of his cousin after investigations revealed that the deceased died from injuries consistent with assault. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo has confirmed the development to Kombon Ready News in a statement, identifying the deceased as Uzo Shanda, aged 40, of Simusa village in Chief Choma's area, Choma District. Mr. Namalongo says the matter was initially reported on December 27, 2025, as a death following a short illness. He, however, narrates that subsequent intelligence suggested that the deceased may have been assaulted prior to his death. He says police officers immediately instituted inquiries and conducted a physical inspection of the body at Choma General Hospital mortuary in the presence of relatives. He explains that officers observed physical bruises on the body and signs of internal injuries consistent with assault, prompting police to suspend the burial arrangements and order a postmortem examination. Mr. Namalongo says the postmortem was conducted on December 30th, 2025, and confirmed that Mr. Shanda died as a result of internal injuries and bruising caused by assault. He adds that intensified investigations led police to establish that the deceased had been beaten by his cousin, Aubrey Pona Kaila, aged 30, of the same village. The Zimba Women Mining Cooperative has called on more women to venture into silica mining, saying the sector has the potential to economically empower women if properly supported. The women have said increased female participation in mining would not only improve their livelihoods, but also help curb lawlessness among young people by encouraging a productive engagement in economic activities. Meanwhile, Kankoya Member of Parliament Hudson Maveta says the initiative is open to everyone, regardless of their constituency, as long as they are willing to work and contribute to national development. He adds that since the formalization of the cooperative, members now operate independently and are recording improved profits.
Echo turekabira ife turekwabana mayo bonso kuisana kusayimba chapa mukuombera chapa mukukankoyo ekwa bazimba mining. So abantu bonse okufutira muri bahonari bomabeta pafyo bati tapafyo bati wafakunza kuzimba mining. Tule mita tumwingesa, we need more women to come on board. We work together. Abana besu tusiko avoid ama illicit behaviors abana oba kwete mayanda, because bambi abana taba kwete tiafuta na tukwata kona abana nga bana mayo mu mayanda abachira more than 20 years but kuzimba mining that will tutule suminisha abana abali under age
ndi kusirisha kubonse bana mayo abale pita uwa kwata bakwete capital kwenda kuti waita kuzimba mining kwai tuli abantu ngwa tule mpokira kibonse ba Hudson mabe tatabale sara po muntu ni wansa tuya kumine constituency.
Government, through the Ministry of Transport and Logistics, has procured and allocated 6 vehicles to the Northwestern Provincial Administration aimed at enhancing operational efficiency and supporting development projects across the province. The vehicles have since been handed over to 6 district commissioners by the Provincial Minister Robert Lihefu, MP. And Northwestern Province Principal Public Relations Officer Gloria King Kolenge, who confirmed the development to Kombon Ready News,